Iraq, anti-government protests spread to Baghdad. By Gabrielle Reyes on March 3, 2021. Anti-government protests launched in southern Iraq last week spread to the national capital, Baghdad, on Monday, the Kurdish news agency Rudor reported. Demonstrators attempted to fill Baghdad's Tahrir Square on March 1 in an act of solidarity with protesters in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriya, where at least 10 people died and 200 more were injured following violent clashes between residents and Iraqi security forces last week. Riot police intervened to disperse the demonstrators and prevented them from reaching Tahrir Square, using batons and tear gas canisters, witnesses told Rudor's English service on Monday. Other locals told the news agency that Baghdad's Jumhuriya Bridge, which connects Tahrir Square to the capital's diplomatic green zone, had been blocked by security forces completely. A large number of security forces were deployed to various parts of the city, a protester named Saif Karim told Rudor. Residents of Nasiriya, the capital of Iraq's Dhekar province, defied a coronavirus lockdown mandate last week to participate in the city's years-long anti-government protest movement, which calls for officials to reform the capital's poor public services, such as water and electricity. An estimated 600 people have died as a result of the protests since they began in 2019 and quickly spread across Iraq. The anti-government movement had largely dissipated last year due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic but resurged in Nasiriya last month. Demonstrators gathered outside Nasiriya's main government building on February 25 to demand that Dhekar Governor Nazim Al-Waley resign over a deterioration in public services, Agence France-Presse, AFP, reported. The demonstration turned violent after protesters set fire to the government headquarters. They threw stones at security forces, who fired shots in the air to try to disperse the crowds, an AFP correspondent on the scene relayed. Waley resigned from his post as Dhekar governor on February 26 following the violent clashes. The head of Iraq's National Security Agency, Abdul Ghani al-Assadi, was appointed Dhekar province interim governor in Waley's stead. The Iraqi federal government has further tapped Assadi to form an investigative committee to probe the violence in Dhekar province last week. Iraqi state authorities arrested four people in the southeastern city of Basra on February 14 on suspicion of being behind assassinations of activists and journalists, AFP reported last month, noting the arrests were the first known detentions related to the Nasiriya-based protests, whose participants have allegedly been targeted for assassination in some cases. An intelligence force managed to arrest four suspects within a network of 16 people responsible for the assassinations that targeted activists in Basra, an unnamed Iraqi security official told AFP.